You're listening to SBS News.
If we get lost in worry, life will feel even harder. But if we stay focused on what's important in our lives and the things we can still control, we can stay positive and keep taking steps forward. Together, we can help each other through this.
Wise words for uncertain times from mental health service This Way Up, a not-for-profit joint initiative of St. Vincent's Hospital and the University of New South Wales. It's seeking to reduce the burden of mental illness. And the service has just expanded, launching its suite of free programs in Arabic, Greek, Chinese, traditional and simplified, Filipino, Hindi, Italian, Korean, Spanish, and Vietnamese. The tools are available immediately and for free on the website for people to access in the selected languages. Clinical Director and Consultant Psychiatrist at This Way Up, Dr. Mike Millard, says multicultural communities face extra challenges in accessing mental health care.
Well, this was actually a project that we started months ago in partnership with the Multicultural Translation Service, where we realised that there really isn't anything that's like this available across Australia, where we're taking skills that we know that work and are effective, and we're making them available to a whole extra layer of our society that hasn't had anything like this before.
The pandemic has impacted migrants, refugees and international students in different ways. People born overseas might need to or want to return to their home country but can't due to travel restrictions, while study plans for international students may have been changed or cancelled and jobs may have been lost. And for those without connections in Australia, isolation and loneliness may make people feel further cut off from the Australian community. Dr. Millard says there's an unmet need for digital health resources for multicultural communities, and the skills and coping tools are based on proven research showing the strategies work.
We want to be able to reduce as many barriers as we can to people to evidence-based care, because there's lots of information out there in different communities, and some of it is less helpful than others. One of the things that's important is that all of the resources and the skills and techniques that we produce have all come from our very strong evidence-based and clinically researched background, so they're very trustable.
The resources cover topics such as depression and anxiety, as well as providing detailed self-help strategies available as translated worksheets. There are also coping tools and infographics which can be printed, viewed online, or shared with others. These include tips on how to create a self-care plan, breathing for relaxation and problem-solving skills, as well as tips on how to let others know how you feel and what you need when you're stressed. Dr. Millard says the strategies are available to anyone and are especially important at the moment when many people are feeling even more distressed due to lockdowns caused by the pandemic.
For all of us, it's to remember to take each day at a time, to remember that it's okay to not be okay, to take control of the things that you can control, to look after things like your diet, look after things like your sleep, connect with your family, your community, with your spirituality, and please, please be kind to yourselves.
And more support is also now on offer in languages other than English for multicultural community groups to help spread accurate information about the government's vaccine rollout program. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia, or FECA, is working with the federal government and other organisations to administer the culturally and linguistically diverse COVID-19 Health Small Grants Fund. FECA Chief Executive Mohammed Al-Kafaji says the program will support culturally appropriate and relevant information on COVID-19 and the vaccination delivery.
We're really excited to announce that FECA is administering small grants program on behalf of the federal government to ensure that our communities have the resources that they need to communicate critical health information to their loved ones and to their community.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.